end of the season. An end of an era, I should say.
An end of an era. And before we get into it, guys, I just want to do a big shout out for everyone listening to on the podcast right now. Maybe it's because Gangplank Report is on a break, but we do have a lot of listeners on our podcast that listen to this episode. And tonight we have a very, very special guest from Gangplank Report themselves. Jen Bennington is here joining us tonight.
Yay.
I'm so excited to get her two cents on everything. And really quickly, welcome to Anchor Watch, our late night below deck chat, where we take over Up and Adam's channel to talk about, well, Bravo's highest rated show, really.
The highest. Yes.
Still. Which makes us
show. We are covering the number one rated show on Bravo.
Yes. We are covering the number one rated show on Bravo right here. Guys, big shout out to a lot of people besides Gangplank Report and Jen tonight, Captain Sean, who's joining us tonight from Monaco. Also, Worth Avenue Yachts. Cannot wait to see everyone at the Palm Beach Boat Show this weekend, which is going to be so exciting. And also, guys, we have merch.
Jason, what a lovely shirt you're wearing right now.
Thank you. Thank you. You know what? I think we might drop some giveaways tonight in the live chat. We have a lot of merch. You guys asked for the merch. It took us some time because we didn't want to do something just like flimsy and cheap. We wanted to do some really cool stuff. So, of course, this is the shirt I'm wearing tonight. We do have other colors and things like that, hats. And, of course, you know,
and what I have do you to drink say, wine Jason, in? The ladies' cut looks nice on you.
Thank you. I just need to work on the chest, do a little more chest, and I think I might be ready for this. Guys, we do have a poll running. I'd love for you guys to vote in it and just give us your rate this season of Below Deck. 52% of you are giving it like a big yes, and then everyone else is kind of content with this season of Below Deck. Season 10 of Below Deck, I think, did not disappoint. Season 9 was awful, so it's really easy to come back from that. In my opinion.
Yeah, well, and remember too, we're not just comparing them nowadays to just like the main franchise, because now there's, I think, 54 different Below Decks. And so you have multiple captains to compare the captains to. You've got 80 chief stews to compare these chief stews to. You've got 90 crew members. It's like, so there's a lot to compare. So the bar is set higher and higher and higher. And when we have a good season, it's a great thing. It's a fun thing. And we did it. I feel like overall, I mean, on the poll, because I had to vote to get into the chat, I voted for four. Or wait, what did you have? Five, or was four the top?
Yeah, four. So I had, you know, four. Three, two, one.
Okay.
Yeah, four is like, is most of it. And then three, of course, too. I mean, I get it. I do have to say there was a lot of like, with, this is the first season I think we've had like, well, besides season 9 and Captain Sean, that we've had two captains kind of share the helm, you know, and I think that was big. Also, I think Camille and Alyssa, like them or not, were kind of amazing TV, because as the season progressed and we got Lee back and everyone was just like in good spirits and the team was working well together, I was like, man, I miss Sandy, Camille, and Alyssa.
Yeah,
just to talk about.
From like below deck stormy waters to below deck kumbaya, you know.
Yeah,
and
which isn't bad.
It's not bad, but I'll say this now in retrospect, looking at the season as a whole, if we had the last few episodes as our whole season, while it was pleasant and fun, I think we would have been snoozing by the end, merely because things were going too well. And quite frankly, we're here for a story, and stories need drama. They need conflict. We need to see character arcs, and we wouldn't have gotten that if we didn't have, you know, some of the challenges and challenging people we had at the top of the season.
Absolutely. And I do have to say, you know, I was talking to someone this morning who I work out with at the gym, and she was like, you know, she's from Malta. And I was saying, oh my gosh, I used to work for a yachting company out of Malta. And she was like, oh, and we started talking. She's like, you know, I never watched this show called Below Deck. And I was like, yeah, Below Deck. Yeah. You know, I didn't say that we do this show or anything like that. She's like,
yeah,
I really liked it because I got to see, you know, this great yacht, and it was kind of fun to see like my home. But then she's like, I just hate all that drama. It's like, I had to turn it off. And I was like, oh God, I love it.
Yeah, she's all, and then the YouTubers who talk about it, ew.
Awful, like so awful. I mean, I was thinking about Natasha and Dave.
Yeah, I'm really excited. And then, of course, guys, I'm going to ask here at the top, for those of you guys who are watching, if you could hit that like button, that tip, that's the way you could tip us. It helps so much. And it's a simple thing you could do. I keep telling you guys this, but I try to be a really good YouTube citizen now. So everything I watch, I make sure I hit the like button. I even watch little videos with my son, and he goes over and hits the like button. So we're training ourselves to hit that like button to help out the creators, because it really is such a simple way, but it's impactful more than you guys realize for those who are making the content.
So. Absolutely. And we really,
you guys are always great about it. So thank you.
Seriously, you have such a great view to like ratio, which is awesome. Okay, really quickly, because I want to bring Jen up from the Gangplank Report.
Yes.
Great podcast. They're taking a break right now. They will be back. I can't wait because I love hearing their opinions. So Gangplank Report with Jen Bennington and Adrian Gang, of course, who is the original Chief Stew on Below Deck. Great. You can listen to some of the old episodes. You can go listen to Captain Carey, who we know is going to be the new captain for season 11, which is done filming.
Yes.
Season 11 is done filming. And the next season of Below Deck Men has been done filming since, I think, before BravoCon. So it's crazy how fast, and this is what we like to remind people, is it takes about 6 weeks to film the show. So when we watch these relationships develop and undevelop,
yeah,
it's happening.
We think of it as a 2 month, 3 month experience, and it's like, no. And then some people are out there talking about the merch. Jason, you said the merch link is a little messed up, but it does work.
Yeah. So if you go to upandadamlive.com, it should work. I put another link in the live chat. We're having trouble with our little, I think it's called an SSL certificate. So we're getting all that. Our person is working on it. She's amazing. So that should be up with, very soon. So,
well, Gangplank Report is taking a break, but we're not really letting Jen take a break.
We're not letting her. Jen and I were talking, and I wanted to invite her to share her feelings on this season and also talk a little bit about what she thinks is going on with Captain Lee. We've seen a lot of stuff on Twitter saying that, why are you retiring? And he's like, I'm not retiring. But then, like, we know there's a new captain, and people are getting confused about what he's talking about. So I think Jen, when we were talking on Twitter today, kind of clarified that a lot for me. And I was like, oh, wow. Okay.
Well, good. Cause I need a clarification. So let's bring Jen in.
Let's bring Jen up. Hi, Jen. Hi,
Jen.
Hi. Hi, guys.
We're pulling you off of your vacation. Although it looks like we caught you in a beautiful moment out of
the yacht. Isn't yes. that great? This is the closest I will ever get to a yacht, I'm sure.
But you're closer than me. At least you have a picture to stand in front of.
Yeah,
nothing.
Yeah.
Yes.
Nice little backdrop. I had to represent, act like I belong here with you guys. I don't feel like I do. But
are you kidding? When Adrian asked me to come on your guys' show and we talked, I was like so nervous to come on there because I love listening to you guys. You guys always bring a different perspective, a little off the cuff. I really, really enjoy you guys, and thank you for shouting us out too while you take the break. We can't wait to have you back.
Of course. I love you guys. I seriously am here if I'm not here live, because you are a little late for this old lady, but I'm on the replay crew and I leave comments. I was afraid because Josh was being quiet in the back. I was afraid because I get overly friendly, like in my head, I think we're best friends. And I was afraid I said something like jokingly, and he's like, I can't believe Jason had this witch on. Oh, God.
No, Jen, I told you my wife's putting the kids to bed. So we were kind of,
I know.
Of like, oh, make sure this happens. Did they take the vitamins? Blah, blah. But I
do rib you a lot though. Because you like Sandy, so it's like I have to.
Well, and you're one of my favorite. We tweet back and forth a lot. I mean, I love it. I keep telling people, comments. If you guys comment in the replay crew, or if you tweet us, like, I'm active. I love chatting with you guys. Jen knows I'm chatting with her all the time. So feel free to and I'm totally okay if you guys have a different opinion or you you have a different take. It's fun to hear these different ideas.
Hi,
you guys have turned me on some stuff. So
yes. I mean, listen, I'm telling you, I I think that's what's so great about the discussion. That discussion can't happen on Housewives, okay? Because you're either team this or you're team that. But I feel like on Below Deck, we can have that discussion. Jen, you know that.
And that's why I changed. I used to be Housewives Whisperer on Twitter, and it got too crazy. And I'm just like, no, I'm out. I'm out. Below Deck is all I'm going to do now. So that's what I do.
Yeah, I don't blame you.
Just enough crazy, but not too crazy.
I read it. Oh, I live for it. I read it all the time. I just don't jump in there because I'm such an introvert. I feel like they're really yelling at me. Like, what do you mean you like Lisa Vanderpump?
Housewives fans on Twitter. It's horrible. Really like, it's a very fine line to play with. I'm like, I don't think I'm going to comment on anything Housewives. But Jen,
it's
I wanted to get wrestling.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I wanted to get your opinion on season 10. What did you think overall about this season?
And I liked it. On your poll, I gave it the 3. I didn't give it a 4 because the Camille Alyssa stuff, it just got too ugly for me. And I like drama, but I don't like ugly drama.
That you can't recover from.
So light drama that people can get over and then they can have a beer together after, fine. I don't like it when it gets name calling, hateful,
I do see that. Okay, quick question. If you had to have a favorite season of Below Deck, no matter what the branch of the franchise is, which would it be?
Oh, this is not fair that you're asking me this, because if I don't say Adrian's, I'm in trouble.
Well, I heard you didn't necessarily like Adrian's.
I did not. I had to apologize profusely. The first time I interviewed her, I was doing a different podcast and I interviewed her and I had to tell her, you know, if you go back through the internet, there might not be some, you know, very nice things about you. Because I didn't. Kat was fun. Adrian was all business. But then, you know, as you get older, you realize Adrian is who I would want to work for. You know, I wouldn't want to work with Kat because I'd have to do all her work. So the older you get, you see it a little differently from like, okay, I like this person. This person makes me laugh in my 20s and 30s. And then in your 40s and now I'm 50s, it's just like, no, that person sucks. I would hate to work with that person. So,
well, Jen, I feel like when you get older and mature, you'll find an appreciation for Captain Sandy like I have. So...
I'm sure she's a lovely person. I'm sure she is.
One more question though. You know, because when I first met Adrian, I don't know what was going on. It was like Christmas right after Christmas where they replay like just everything on Bravo.
Right.
And it was like season one. And I'd never really paid that much attention to season one or Adrian. I just knew she was the only Chief Stew. And, you know, a lot of people maybe not necessarily like liked her at the beginning, but then later she got a lot of I saw a lot of comments, like good comments on Twitter. And I was on Twitter and I tweeted her. I'm like, you know, you're not as bad as people say, you know, I think you're actually really good at your job.
She was too good at her job. That's the problem. That doesn't make producers for good TV. That. Yeah, no.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. All right. So we have all of this stuff happening with Captain Lee via Twitter.
I want to hear this perspective. Jason was telling me you've got some thoughts.
I love a good theory. I ponder this stuff way too much. I treat it like it's a job and it's not. This is how I keep myself busy. But with all of what he's been saying online about, I'm not retiring, we know Jason's coming. We know it's in the can. It's already filmed. Not Jason. Ooh, sorry,
wait,
Carrie.
You took me Carrie. Through a loop. Yeah, I was sorry. Like, wait, what?
Yeah, there's so many captains now. No, Carrie. Yeah, we know Carrie's coming. We know it's filmed. So people are getting confused, and I'm getting DM'd constantly, like, what's going on? Is he really leaving? Yes, he's really leaving. But if you think about it, like from a completely, like an objective fact is that the hardest person to hire, if you're going to do a yachting show, is a captain, right?
Yeah.
They have to have the certifications. They have to be qualified. Somebody can come on. Fraser came on. He'd never been our chief stew, you know? he was a chief stew. You had Eddie had never been a first mate. He was a first mate. So you can come on the show without that level of experience, but you've never once seen a captain that was never a captain before. It's hard to get. You've got to get somebody who's qualified and somebody who's willing to be filmed. And so my theory in all of this is because of that, they give them multi-year contracts, right? We know that. We've heard that through the production grapevine.
That makes sense, though, like what you're saying. Yeah.
Yeah, because it's hard to get them. So you want to lock them in 3 to 5 years. So let's just say, and we're going to speak in hypotheticals because I don't want to get you guys or Adam in trouble with the Bravo gods. So hypothetically speaking, let's say that a multi-year contract was up. And for the past 2 seasons, they had to get a replacement at the last minute, which is not easily done. They lucked out with Sean, and then they had to go with Sandy this season. Oh, hypothetically, they lucked out with Captain John and then got Captain Mandy, hypothetically. Okay.
Wait, I have a picture of Captain John right here.
Okay. There we go. Captain John, there he is. Yeah. So they had to do that 2 seasons in a row. That's got to be nerve-wracking for a network. And it wasn't Captain Lee's fault. You know, there's nothing you can do when he had AFib and he had back surgery. There's not anything he could do. It's not his fault.
Right.
But the converse of that is if they sign him to a multi-year contract now after 2 seasons back to back of that, if something does happen, medically speaking, they still have to pay out that multi-year contract. So, and pay another person to come in. So they had this really untenable position to be in where they had to choose, okay, this guy's beloved. Everybody likes him. You know, he's been with us for 10 years. He's a company man. You know, do we give him a multi-year contract and lose our shirts if he can't fulfill it? Or do we go with this new guy who people really seem to like after his freshman season? And to me, I get it. I see both sides.
We had heard rumblings too, just like from like the little Bravo universe too, that they were trying to kind of give
a fresh face,
a fresh face to Below Deck. Like they want to kind of come in with
and they're going
to
tell you what they're going to tell you because it's Bravo. I mean, we've watched Bravo long enough that they're going to put the best spin on it that they can. But you also know that they hate to break that fourth wall. And they don't want you to know how the sausage is made. So what they've done now, why it's so confusing, is they've put Captain Lee between a rock and a hard place because they're not saying, yes, we didn't renew his contract. You know, they're doing like they did with Sandy replacing him last season. We knew that last March and didn't find out for sure until she showed up on screen in December. You know, we all knew it, but Bravo never said it out loud. And that's kind of the spot he's in now. So Lee's stuck with, okay, I can't say that they didn't renew my contract because then I'm ruining my relationship with Bravo and I won't get BravoCon gigs. I won't get, you know, if they put him on Galley Talk, like you guys brought up, that was a possibility. He wouldn't get those gigs if he burns that bridge. Yeah. So he can't say that. But he has to say something so other people know because he's doing his one-man show. He's done those cruises,
with fans.
He's got to let people know, I'm not riding off into the sunset. I'm not retiring. Call me for gigs. So this is the fine line that he's walking.
And it's a very, very fine line to walk. And I think everyone is doing a pretty good job at it right now. I'm really looking forward to this kind of send off. I thought the end of the episode was kind of a nice like look at Captain Lee. I don't think it was the send off that is deserved after 10 seasons, but I guess this is why we're getting to watch What Happens Live special. And
they're and still not a lot calling that a send off though. From what I've heard, they're calling it celebrating 10 years of Captain Lee.
You know what?
So and I they're can see still him on, leaving it like that. Yeah.
Yes. And I can see him on like something else. I can see him on a Galley Talk. I mean, him and Kate Chastain by themselves could do a Galley Talk.
Yeah, and it would and be well, great. If you so, think about it, other people. Okay, so Malia, she who shall not be named on our podcast. She's not on Below Deck anymore, but she's going to be on Winter House. You know, and Kate. Oh, yeah,
we have all these Winter House people coming.
Kate is going. She was just on Traitors on Peacock. So keeping a good relationship with Bravo does bring you other opportunities. So I think that's why he's playing ball.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. That's interesting.
I don't know.
That's very interesting. I love that theory. I love that perspective. Jenna, it has been like so fun to watch you on Twitter. I think you're always like tweeting when I'm tweeting and stuff. And I love, it's the only, I only use Twitter on Mondays. Yeah.
Oh, really? It's like 60,000 tweets or something. So stupid. Like, so stupid.
They're all from last week's episode. No, I'm
kidding. Yeah, true. The best part about Below Deck, I think, is the community. And that's, I love talking to people about this and picking it apart because nobody in my family watches it. And so it's like, I love hearing you guys. And that's why, I mean, even when I was doing a podcast, I would still come, I would wait to listen to you guys. So I didn't accidentally like seep any of your theories into my head and I didn't want to be the Carlos Mencia of Below Deck reports, you know?
No. And I was the same way. I wouldn't listen to you guys until after we did our show because because especially if you say something I wasn't thinking and I think, oh, that's really clever. It seeps in. Mm-hmm. Then all of a sudden it's really easy for it to become your own. And it's just like, I don't want to do that. So 100%. And I think, you know, people say too, like the internet is like, oh, it's full of creeps and that, you know, don't do anything on the internet because people are going to criticize you and stuff. But I do have to say, knock on wood, the Below Deck community.
Beautiful people.
Is great. And even when they disagree or even if they, you know, go a little tough or whatever.
Yeah.
It's not anywhere near what I see. Like there's some very toxic groups out there.
It doesn't get personal. They get solid and on fire behind a person.
Yeah.
You know, that they like or dislike, but they don't come at you the way some of the other communities do.
Yeah. So, yeah. So I have fun when people go, Josh, you're crazy, blah, blah, blah. I don't mind it. Cause part of it too is I feel like they're engaging because they feel like we're friends and we can go back and forth. Like,
dude, you guys are my best friends in my head. So,
yeah, no,
sorry.
You're our best friend in our head, too. Wait, what?
Yeah.
Jen, I know it's late over there. I really appreciate you taking the time.
Yes, to come thank you.
Out here. I mean, this I, is,
anytime.
Is this your first,
so much fun.
Like, live.
It was, and I was so scared. One of my friends is in the chat, Chris Strain. He's one of my friends from Twitter, and he listens to Gangplank. And I was DMing him back and forth, and I'm like, I'm so freaking nervous. I'm like, you will understand why. Because we edit. I edited the crap out of our podcast because I'm a big person. Adrian says, you know, like it's the. You know, and it's like, oh my gosh, if you say that one more time and I have to cut it out.
Well, see, all this time, I thought you were so much smarter than us. And I realize now you're just as dumb as us, Jen.
Dude, I spent hours editing that stuff. No, I am a hot mess express.
I'm telling you, there's something, I think it's just from where Josh and I come from. Like when the live button.
That's sweet.
Is pushed. It's like we turn. It's like going on stage, Josh. It's like even if you're like whatever.
But y'all
like
have been on a stage. Boom. Hello, boom.
Jen. I would have thought you would have too.
LA people. Yeah, no. I am in my little spare room in my house in Ohio. You have your cool little anchor bells now. We literally have cowbells in the country here in Ohio. So different world.
We were dinging a cup for like the longest time. So I'm glad we have bells. Elaine, thank you so much.
Speaking of those, cups, by the way. Your new merch, those wine cups that you have.
I love these are like some of my favorite cups, things.
Like a small, the Anchor Watch cups. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh,
yeah.
Those are so cool. I'm going to get one of those.
No, I'm sending you one. So don't worry. I really appreciate you coming on tonight.
You don't have to do that.
Yes, of course. We have to
do that. I'm happy to support you.
Well, we appreciate it. And this is the kind of support you see in the Below Deck world. And I just have to say, you know, thank you for joining us, because I know that,
of course,
besides the only thing we hear, if you're, we're not talking about Below Deck here, it's Gangplank Report. We hear people talk about it. So,
You know, sweet. And hopefully we can get back to it when life gets a little less crazy.
Of course.
It's a little nuts now, but yeah. No, I love you guys. I love watching you. Well, if I'm not here live, I will be Replay Crew for life. So,
and Jen, don't get too comfortable, because we'll drag you back on here. So
I tried to get out and they pulled me back in.
So. If you're insomniac,
I'm always here.
We'd love to have you back for, especially when sailing starts. Maybe we can chit chat about that a little bit too.
Okay, cool. Happy to do it. Thank you, everyone.
Thanks, Jen. Have a good night.
I'm not smart enough to do all the live answering, but thank you guys. Take care, guys. Bye.
Thank you. Guys, thank you so much. You're so receptive. The chat is so lovely here tonight to welcome Jen.
Well, everybody knows Jen. Everybody in the community knows Jen. So it's everyone's like, you know, maybe you guys show Jason and I a little bit of that love. No, I'm kidding. No. And say hey to her Replay Crew. Say hey to Jen. And because I'm sure she'll check it out too. So we're very, very lucky to have her. And
yes,
I'm glad you had her on, Jason, because you're right. That was a very, interesting take on the Captain Lee stuff. And I see a lot of what she's saying, like, yeah, from a production side and a business, this is show business. And from the business side,
that's it.
A lot of the things she was pointing out make sense. So, yeah, I agree.
And I don't know. It's crazy to me, right? Oh, that's what I wanted to ask Jen. If she can kind of confirm too that, like, Toomey and Kyle, because they were seen filming Below Deck Med, like, way back, you know, when Below Deck Med the next season after Natasha and Dave was filmed.
Yeah.
You know, if she thinks they're both going to be on, and if Toomey is going to be our chief stew on Below Deck Med, which I would love to see Toomey, Captain Sandy, Kyle, this would be a match made in heaven. I feel.
And it is wild to think that thing's been in the can like a year at this point, right?
Seriously, half
a year or something. Like, people don't realize how, like, these things are. So that is the other thing too. Just to go back to before we talked about a few episodes ago about, like, the cast tweets like it's happening live, but, like, this, you know, the scuffles between Captain Sandy and Fraser and Captain Lee and Captain Sandy and how he felt about her letting go of one of his crew. They've had months to think about this. You know, we're watching the show. Almost a year. And so you have to think, like, this is show business. They're helping put on the show. And so we have to take that into consideration when we're seeing their tweets go, because we also saw, you know, within that time frame, that window of the season, Captain Lee almost was like kind of bad mouthing Captain Sandy. And then by the end of the season, he's praising her and
everyone was yay. Yeah. Kumbaya. Yeah. Yay. Rah, rah again. Yeah. That was very interesting. What did you think, though, really quick, about the Captain Lee send-off at the very end of the episode? Do you think that was, like, kind of enough? I mean, we all know that this Watch What Happens Live thing is happening next week, and it's supposed to be a big kind of, you know, tribute to Captain Lee. And we've talked about this so many times that he is kind of like
he's the foundation of this whole
thing. The trunk of the tree. Yeah, right. Yeah. Exactly. So,
no, if we did not have that special coming, I would have been so disappointed in the 45 seconds or whatever they devoted to, like, this kind of a recap. And so, I think we all deserve, like, a full, let's take this moment in time and mark this moment kind of thing. And I will say too, like, you know, as much as we love Captain Lee and stuff like that, like, I am excited for what the future holds.
Oh, yeah. So, me too.
Yeah. I'm okay with, you know, some people are like, no, he can't go. And I'm like, no, he can go. He did great. But now there's talk of Captain Carey and, you know,
who is fabulous, right? On adventure in real life. Yeah. You know, we did the charity event with Captain Carey live, for his birthday back in December. Who, and
I've left multiple shows and people had to take my role and stuff like that, that I helped create. And it was always okay when you felt the person was coming in and they respected the role and they respected your work. And I, by all means, did not expect them to be a carbon copy of me, but the fact that they honored my hard work and honored what I brought to the table and were like, hey, I'm going to do it my way, but I'm going to do it my way really well, as best as I can, to honor the work you've done. That's kind of what I feel like we're going to get from Captain Carey. I think he's like 100% appreciative of what Captain Lee helped build. I think he's just that kind of guy. I can't imagine him coming in and being like, okay, now the show's going to turn to 11 because I'm here. You know, it's going to be a different Below Deck, but also things grow over time. They mature or change and, you know, morph and grow. So I don't know. I'm happy.
I know. I agree. I think we had this discussion about a lot of people who are going to miss Captain Lee have probably been watching since the very, very beginning. And Josh, you came in, you know, a little later when we started recapping, you know, to Below Deck. So
yeah, you had me watching for like 6 months before, or no, I'd probably been watching Below Deck for a year before. I mean, before Adam even had a channel, you had me watching Below Deck. And then
there we go.
As you guys were looking for more content stuff, you're like, hey Josh, we should cover this. Like, you know, it kind of reminds me of our Cirque du Soleil times and stuff. And I was like, actually, did you think of that, Jason? No, but I was like, yeah, that actually would be a lot of fun.
It really does. I mean, we talk about it all the time. This is the only other industry that you really have people from all over the world who have different disciplines in what they do. They all come together. They're putting on an experience for charter guests and everything. Yeah. Before we bring Captain Sean up, because we have Captain Sean here tonight live from Monaco. Again, so thankful to have him. But I just wanted to ask you a few more questions before we get into, we'll talk after Sean too, a little more about the episode, but can we just say really quickly, so we don't have to talk about it after, Ross plus Katie equals
zero. Zero plus zero equals zero, Jason, every time.
And we've been seeing that this whole season. It's like, come on. Like, we know the end to the story. It's the never ending story.
The good thing I saw from their little corner of that universe was that she had fully accepted it and was okay with that. It wasn't going to go on and she wasn't trying to convince him and stuff. It was getting really cringy the way she would stick up for him and, oh, but maybe.
And the control too, like back and forth a little bit. Like it was very strange. And then I remind myself, 6 weeks? Is that how long you were on this boat?
And two immature people, one just without as much life experience, and then one who's stunted in growth. And so maturity-wise. And so, yeah. It's funny, though. I've, you know, as I say every week, I keep my finger on the pulse of the Twitter, the Below Deck Twitter community.
Yes. Pulsating over there. My next question is, too, because...
Well, no, I was going to say real quick, Jason, before you go. Any mention I see of Ross, and I've looked, there are always people mentioning creepy. He's creepy, he's off-putting and stuff. So
at least he can do his job. We can give him that.
He's great at his job.
You know, not quite a Gary. Gary can work harder and play harder. One thing I really have to, because we've watched kind of Fraser go through this evolution of not quite getting it at the beginning, you know, editing wise, production wise, you know, he's had a lot of experience on yachts and stuff, but kind of coming into his own as the Chief Stew. And I think it's going to be really nice to watch him continue in season 11. I can't wait, especially with Captain Carey's energy too. He's gotten to work with three captains, technically four, if you include Sean too, right? Yeah. So he's worked with four captains on the show. But one of the nice surprises of the season was having Tyler come into the show. It was more of a gentler kind of castmate. But last night, I really, really loved hearing Fraser and Tyler's stories about where they are with who they are, their sexuality, their journeys, Fraser coming out, Tyler getting ready to tell his mom. I mean, obviously, you got to tell someone. This is on... national, if not international television, right? Everyone's going to know after this airs. So
I love tell it quickly. I love when people do reality TV and don't think about that, you know?
Right.
I have the secret. Don't tell anyone. And it's like,
they just, I don't think. Name. Yeah, exactly. I don't think they understand how much just talking about that. So generally, and the way they were speaking about it, because it's so much easier now to talk about those things on network television and stuff, but
life in general. I remember, I mean, when I was in high school, people didn't really talk about it. I was in theater in high school. We had two guys in there that were obviously gay. We all knew it was gay, but like they were gay, but like we couldn't talk about it. We couldn't say it. It just was that short of a time period. It was very different, you know?
Yeah.
And now it's like, yeah, you have people sharing their stories and talking about openly on television and stuff. It's times have changed very quickly. Now granted, people did a lot of work up to that point to make right. that, you know, change happen. But are you okay?
Yeah, my bell has a mind of its own over here.
Oh, it's going
moving by itself.
I was like, what is happening?
Elaine, what did you send me?
Elaine sent us haunted bells.
Haunted bells. God.
No, but I think it was great hearing their story. And how nice was it the moment? Like, he calls his mom. He's not really to have. He really can't have the conversation. His mom knows what the conversation is going to be, but she says, I'm with your granny right now. Like we can't have this big talk. I know you want to have, it's not the setting for it. But then she threw out there, I'm your mother. You know, I love you no matter what, like basically saying like, we're going to talk about it. I know. And I love you. And don't worry. And like,
and you know what?
Saw like so much weight lift off his shoulders.
Oh like, my God. And I know, you know, like I grew up in a very religious household too, but at the end of the day, that it's really, if you have that supportive family, you are so lucky. But just to hear them just talk about these things so nonchalantly, Fraser's like, oh yeah, well, it really does help someone else out who's watching this. It really does. And I tweeted that last night, and just very, that was a kind of nice moment from this episode, at least.
Well,
that and
no, go ahead.
No, I would say that. And then watching our big, you know, muscle charter guests just turn out to be like lovely little people.
Yeah, they're like sweethearts.
We love them.
Real quick on Fraser too, we were talking about like his season and his growth, and I tweeted about this, and Fraser,
we won't ever look at this photo again.
Okay, we're banning the photo from the show.
No more pasta photos, guys. Don't eat pasta on Below Deck.
Jason will catch you and he will put it on the show.
I'll post it everywhere.
I posted something and Fraser even liked it. But I mentioned, you know, what a great arc. We saw him go from, you know, a struggling new leader to someone who like realized the potential that we all saw in him back when he was just a crew member. And we were like, that guy should be Chief Stew one day. He went through the growing pains. He's going to have more growing pains. Like the seasons to come, we're going to see more growth happening. That's part of growing. That's part of the journey of being a great leader. But to me, his number one accomplishment was when Haley was talking to him and she was just saying how much she loved working under him and his leadership and his guidance. And it's like, yeah, if you can be a leader who people want to follow, that's worth everything, you know?
And it's going to be so nice to watch him come into season 11. It's so great to watch this, you know, to watch him go from being a second stew to a chief stew, struggle a little bit at the beginning, come out on top, no pun intended, come out on top, and then come into, this is Anchor Watch, guys. We got to throw something so unnecessary. In there. So unnecessary, because I don't even know if that's true. He might want to come out on the bottom.
Oh, my goodness. But oh, my goodness.
Then season 11, to watch him, and I really think we're going to see him shine. Even just his like little one-liners towards the end of the season, Fraser is delivering. I cannot wait to see
him. Yeah, the last few episodes, we got his personality back. He was obviously more relaxed. Haley and Tyler, like, we don't normally keep a whole crew. Could we please, for next season, have Fraser, please, Haley, and Tyler? Like, and that's the thing, too, is, like, they were Haley and Tyler were like these, like, it almost reminds me of like a Disney movie or something where there's always that that comic duo, like in almost every, you know, Disney movie. Those two, every time we cut to them, they were having fun. They were getting into antics. And it was like, they both cared about their jobs. They were good people. They're both, I mean, they're both people I would totally 100% love to have a drink with, go party with, have fun with.
I don't know if I could handle it, but I would love to.
Well, no, I feel like we could handle hanging out with Tyler. He's gentle. Haley, I think, would get us in trouble. So
yes, we'd end up in probably. Charlie,
let's not forget, she instigated the cake fight. So
but that kind of, my anxiety went so high during that cake fight. I was like, this is a mess. This is a mess. This is a mess. You guys have to work in the morning. This is a mess. My OCD was going crazy. Anyway, before hilarious. We go any further with this episode, let's welcome Captain Sean.
Yes.
We have him from Monaco tonight. Monaco, hello. Hey, Captain Sean.
Look at that backdrop.
Now, welcome to Monaco.
Are they getting ready for the Grand Prix over there?
Yeah, so the I posted on Instagram a couple of shots of the grandstands that they're getting ready. But yeah, they're getting it's almost full on Grand Prix season over here. The grandstands are coming up. The pomp and circumstances. It's really an amazing show that they put on here.
I feel like right now this shot, I feel like all of a sudden we look like a legit news source. We've got Sean,
right, yeah.
Foreign country. He's dressed
from Monaco.
Up. We're, you know, it's like kind of brighter here in the studio. He's at the nightfall. Like almost he could be coming to us from like a warring country or something.
I was trying to say, you just need a rocket attack behind.
Yeah.
Well, no, we don't need that.
Meanwhile, Sean is like in the lap of luxury right now.
Sean, I have, first of all, I have some questions for you.
Okay.
Well, first of all, I'm envious of you right now because I really
want to be here.
I know. I wanted to be there, but we will both be there, sitting right there, I hope, doing this show in September.
Yes, that'll be fun. Yeah, 100%. That's going to be great.
Captain Sean, you told us before in previous episodes, but for those who are joining us now, why are you in Monaco right now?
Well, I'm in Monaco for on Thursday evening. They're going to have the Monaco Yacht Club has this thing called the Explorer Awards. And it was started about 3-4 years ago for vessels that have done exploration or have done humanitarian or scientific stuff. And this year, Latitude, my old boat, has been nominated for an Explorer Award. So we're I think we're in it for a couple of different categories. And the award is given to the recipient by Prince Albert of Monaco. And wow. The owner of Latitudes, unfortunately, he's unable to be here. So I will hopefully be winning the award on Thursday. So fingers crossed.
That, oh my God, we will all be rooting for award. You.
All yeah. I can think of, all I can think of is when Raiders of the Lost Ark lost out to Chariots of Frickin' Fire. You know what I mean? I would be like,
do you know, just really quick sidetrack story, when I went to London to perform, my friend was in the play Chariots of Fire, which they really reenacted Chariots of Fire. They had a track going through the audience and they started off the show by warming up and stretching. And then they would start slowly like running around this track until they were all in a group together. And that's how they started the show. It was the most amazing thing I've ever seen.
Oh, wow.
Anyway, I can't believe they made that into a play. But anyway.
I hear that Broadway's doing Asses of Fire, the Terrence and Phillips story. So anyway.
Oh, boy.
Anyway, we have some questions for you tonight, Captain Sean.
Good show.
So my first question, I have a few, and I have one myself, but we have a question from Maria, and she said, if you could pick a 3-course meal to have when you're on charter, what would it be?
Oh, God, that's a really good question. And I would have to say it would wholeheartedly depend on the chef who was on board, because I've got different guys that are have different specialties. Probably one of the best chefs I ever worked with was a gentleman named Paul Karlstrom. And he did, Paul, his signature dish was like this Alaskan king crab as an entree. 3 courses, what else? just a basic, he would do, God, I can't even think.
What would you want? Are you a meat eater, Captain John?
So if it was up to me, I would have a Caesar salad, a ribeye, and a creme brulee.
That sounds like a perfect meal.
That would be me.
That's I will join you for that meal, Captain John. That sounds perfect.
That sounds great.
So here's the other question too. Like, I would have to guess that part of like the perfect meal would also depend on like where in the world you are, because you're probably going to get, you know, different ingredients. You know,
depending. I have had that meal at the North Pole, and we were, and that was for a Neil's. His birthday, we had it up at 82 degrees, and the chef Marcus pulled out this. It was literally like 500 euro, so about 600 at that time, $650 a kilo Kobe beef steak. And oh, when God. You ate it, it was like meat butter. I mean, it was that was bar none one of the best pieces of meat I've ever had. Jason, why don't you tell us about some of the best pieces of meat you've ever had?
Let's see. I don't know if I can do that on this show, but I was going to say, we've been kind of like G tonight, rated G.
I know. And Jen even tossed out there how the sausage is made, and no one touched it.
No, we didn't.
No one touched the sausage.
And usually I would. All right. Captain Sean, I do have to ask you, and I think we've asked you this before, but I saw someone tweet me about it. And I kind of wondered this too. What is your favorite place to be, to captain a yacht, basically, in the world?
Well, 100% the Arctic.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
100%. Why is it for the views, the challenge? What's...
It's everything. It's the wildlife on land and in the water. It is just the landscape spectacular. I'd probably say Svalbard just because... logistically it's relatively accessible, whereas something like the Northwest Passage is really, you got to be committed for something like that, but just a challenge for everything. If you want a warm venue, probably a couple of places in the South Pacific. Vanuatu is really interesting, as you got volcanoes, and it's, if anyone's ever read Tales of the South Pacific by James Michener, it's right out of that book. It's spectacular. So that would be probably Vanuatu and the Arctic.
Wow. And Sean, I know you had a question, right, tonight?
Yeah. So I got a couple questions. One was, it was one of the questions was, how bad is it when a line handler misses his mark? So
we saw that just in this past episode.
Yeah,
he was trying to throw in, which, you know, he doesn't normally do, or we haven't seen that from him before. But yeah, I'm really curious. Or is it based on the situation too?
Oh, 100%. Yeah, like sometimes, I mean, if there's no wind and you're just alongside the dock, and honestly, that's when I've seen the most mistakes made, because they'll just like go to throw the line over and they forget that they either don't put it through the chalk. So they just hand it over the rail, and all of a sudden they realize, oh shoot, we didn't put it through the hole. Anyway, we're going to touch that one.
We're not going to touch that one.
They'll throw the line over and won't tie it, and it will just shoot right out and keep on going. And then they've lost the whole line, or haven't tied the heaving line onto the line. And that actually, honestly, most of the time happens when it isn't that critical. Sometimes, but if it happens up in the bow or anytime that the lines are in the water near the propellers, that can take a relatively calm docking and turn it into something else. Because all of a sudden, if they don't let me know that that's happened, or if I haven't seen that, the danger of sucking that line in the propeller, and then we're dead in the water, or it could get sucked into the bow thruster, and then that's out of the game as well. So you've got to be... It's the line handlers can make or break you when you're coming into the dock. Now, when it's windy, when it counts,
which we also saw this episode. I mean, everything we're talking about right now, I love this. Sorry.
Yeah. And that's when it really, really counts, is that they've got to hit that mark. But luckily, you know, and usually like when you need to hit that mark, is you put your best guy up. Well, that's not entirely true. It's like that it's also a really good time to build confidence in. If you get a, if this is what I've actually done this, if you get a crew member that's maybe having like a rough week or is that they're having trouble with their confidence, if you put them in a situation that's critical, like the entire boat is depending on them to make that mark. I rarely have seen anyone failed when given that much responsibility, and they come away from that feeling like, okay, they've accomplished something, and that they did something important because it was important. Now, sometimes you can, you know, if the wind's howling, I can get it close enough where they can feel like, I mean, I give them every opportunity to get that line on there and then do it right. But yeah, so that's, it's critical. The two lines that are critical are, if those fore and aft running springs, once those lines are on, you can pretty much control the boat in any direction. And those are my two go-to lines, like a bow line or a stern line. In certain situations are also can be critical, but as long as you have the spring lines, which is the lines that are in the middle, you can control that boat and hold that bow or hold that stern in.
Yeah. God, that's crazy. Cause watching that on the show this week, it was kind of crazy to see, you know, how that.
Well, and my thing was like, is this a dire emergency or not? And then even Captain Lee said, eh, he pulled it back quickly and he gave it another shot. But yeah, sometimes like it does look like when the winds are really crazy or something, it looks like we got to nail this guy. It's like, we can't be screwing around.
No second chances there.
Just real quick on that. I've had situations where like on Baraska, my big sailboat, where I didn't have a bow thruster and we were literally like, I mean, and that once the wind got a hold of that bow, it just gets whipped right by. And then you're like, okay, you can't miss. And that was we were coming into this dock in Italy. It was like 2 a.m. and we had nobody to catch our line. So I had this guy Kieran up in the bow and he had to go. I said, I'm going to get the bow as close as I can. And you're going to have to lasso the piling.
Oh, gee.
And he freaking nailed it like right out of Yellowstone. I mean, wham. And then lassoed that piling, locked it right off. And then we whipped that stern right in off that. But yeah, that was a hairy docking, but it worked out fine.
Well, Captain Sean, thanks for what time is it right now in Monaco?
It's about, it's close to about 5 a.m.
Oh, boy.
It's 5 a.m. Jeez. Well, Captain Sean, I know we have you. You're going to be at the Palm Beach, but you're everywhere. It's
the Palm literally Beach every show.
You'll be here this week, and we have a ton of questions I get to ask you in person, and I cannot wait. I have a list. I'm trying not to have them all on here because I want to save it specifically for this vlog that we're going to post.
And I'm jealous. Captain Sean's taking you to see some stuff too, right?
Yes. Oh yeah, there's some really cool boats. I want to get on board. Last couple weeks ago, I met the captain at Arrow while I was here in Monaco. He's a great guy, and we'll get on board that boat. It's a brand new Fed ship, spectacular boat.
Oh my god! I can't wait.
Be able to take some photographs and get some video. That's going to be a lot of fun. But I owed you one celebrity story.
Oh yes, the celebrity story.
Yeah. So it's a quick one. So one of my all-time favorite guests on board the boat. I'm going to out her a little bit. She's a wonderful person. She and her husband are great. Her family's wonderful. She's a producer of like the Meet the Parent movies. Anyway, great person. And so we were in St. Bart's and we're having a party on board. We had like guys like Jimmy Buffett. We had speaking of more cowbell, we had the cast of Blades of Glory, but no Will Ferrell, unfortunately. Oh, wow. And we had Lorne Michaels, the founder of Saturday Night Live. So anyway, we go up to the table and she introduces me. She says, this is like Lorne Michaels. And I said, oh, I know who you are. I've always been a fan. And he says, oh, thank you very much. And I said, how is everything? And he goes, oh, with the writer's strike and, you know, and these actors. And I start laughing and he looks at me and he goes, excuse me? I said, no, I meant, how's the food? And he goes, "Oh, the food's really good." I go, "Good, because that's all I was asking you about." Anyway, just a really quick. I got I've got a few more, but that was just a quickie.
That's a quickie one.
Yeah.
But anyway, Sean,
one more thing, just saying, like Jen was saying about the community here on board Anchor Watch, which is a great community, and not all below deck communities are really nice. I've gone out there and gotten dirty in the gutter on Reddit or on Facebook, and some of those Facebook groups. I mean, those groups out there.
You can dive deep into that. Yes, I'm sure.
Brutal. But everyone on here, you guys are the best. And I appreciate your comments. And
we have a good crowd. And Sean, I have a lot of questions to ask you in person. To catch it on video, you know, we've done like kind of a brief thing before, but this is going to be, I hope, the best thing we've done yet, of course. And then I think, you know, Lenka in the chat, is this.
Is that Lenka
from Asteria? Yeah. Motor Yacht Asteria?
Yes.
Oh my gosh. So I had the pleasure of going on Motor Yacht Asteria in New York. I don't think I even posted anything about it. I still have a vlog I could put up about it. Was an amazing experience. Thanks to you and everyone on board who was so welcoming to show us around. But Lenka watches Up and Atom. And she was excited, and we got to meet her when we were up in New York, after BravoCon.
Lenka specifically said was like that was Adam was the is like really brightens her day. She listens to him every morning when she's in the laundry doing all the laundry stew duties,
doing the most important job on the ship.
The most important job on board the ship. Oh, that was great. Hi, Lenka.
Hey, we're all gonna have our fingers crossed Thursday, guys. Sync up with Monaco time so we're not crossing them too early or too late. And we'll be rooting for you, Captain.
I got great chucks. I'll send pictures with that. I got my new Dries Van Noten tux.
Oh, yes.
We need pictures.
Guys, follow him on Instagram. Captain Sean takes us on his trip and posts a lot of stuff. It's so cool. And quite frankly, we get to see an amazing life that a lot of us won't be visiting or in person. So check it out. You guys have to follow him at Excitement Factory, right?
Excitement Factory.
It's not Excitement Factory on Instagram. Captain Sean.
And everything is below too in the description. If you want to see, Captain Sean did an amazing talk about the ocean plastics not so long ago. That's in the description below. Worth Avenue Yachts, if you want to check out what's happening at the boat show this weekend, that's in the description below. Check those out. It's fun. If you just want to know the yachting industry a little better, it gives you a better understanding of what we're watching every week on TV.
I did. And one other thing, too, if you go to Lux SF, I did a 1 hour podcast on connoisseurship. And that I haven't posted on Instagram, but I will. So if you go to Lux SF, because that's actually not a bad talk.
And then after this, I'm going to drop that in the description below because I did listen to that and it was phenomenal. So
thanks. Yeah.
Thank you for that, Sean. And we will see you.
You won't see everyone for two weeks.
We're off for 2 weeks.
No, I'm saying you'll see Captain Sean though in a few days.
Oh, we'll see Captain Sean in a few days, and we're gonna post instead of Anchor Watch next week. We will be posting a vlog with Captain Sean, so I think that will be kind of fun. All right, we'll let you go on with your day, and best of luck for the awards. We hope it's coming. It's well deserved, I'm sure.
Fingers crossed. All right, everybody, have a great night.
Night, Captain. Thank you for joining us. All right, Josh. So to jump back in to this really quick, this below deck, as we wrap up this hour we've been on here tonight, it's been kind of a fun episode. We've had lots of different kind of things happening.
It's nice getting guests. It kind of makes it feel like it helps make the finale feel a little bigger, a little more.
A little more grand.
Yeah, a little bit grand for the fact. No, another couple that we didn't mention that we just got to talk about. Ben and whole Camille thing. And
the Leanne thing.
Yeah, so
when he said red flags at the beginning of the episode, I'm like, just now?
Well, and the thing just that now me is Camille is making it very apparent. Like, this ain't going anywhere. She flat out basically told him that. Like, hey, let's not have this big talk. Like, we're going to have fun on this trip together. But it, he's so just awestruck about her that it's making him look pathetic. You know, it's like, dude.
Yeah.
And you have this girl who seems really great, who's so into you. Why aren't you going for this? Instead, you're going just whatever.
Thinking about, you know, I mean, to each their own. Apparently, according to his Instagram, he was in the Dominican Republic after with her. I don't know what's going on with them right now. Again, this was filmed last year. So yeah, everyone's doing something different now. Or someone different. Who knows? Who knows at this point?
Hey.
I'm so glad. I want to bring this up really quick before we finish kind of like jumping into the episode really quick, because there's not too much to talk about. I'm kind of glad we got a little wrap up with Jen and Sean on some things we saw too. But every time we have cast members on Watch What Happens Live, the ratings are so good. And if you ever want to see what's going on with the ratings, follow TV Deets. Also, they have another Twitter called Below Deck Sailing, which keeps you updated on all Below Deck information. So go follow them because they're truly fun to watch. But yeah, I mean, we saw some big tips and we've talked about like what we want to see from next season and Fraser and just when it comes to Below Deck and reunions. I don't always love the reunions. First of all, they're always somewhere different. They're always like zoomed in. They're always like, they have like, you know, shitty service. So you can't really, you know, they're on a yacht, they're working, they're filming. This year, they're obviously very busy. I know they just finished filming season 11. I don't know how many people would have shown up, but I feel like when, especially this season, we kind of got a wrap up, but when they walk off the dock and we see them leave, I feel like there's a conclusion. You say goodbye. This is it. We're done. You know, half the cast doesn't come back for the next season anyway. So it's not really pertinent that we have that reunion.
Yeah. And I mean, I'm ready to move on to the next, you know, and Colleen here asked, do you guys do Anchor Watch for Sailing Yacht?
Oh yeah.
We'll be just taking a short break while Bravo takes a new Below Deck break. And when new episodes start coming for other franchises, we'll be there. And then this is one. Okay. So Elizabeth asked this and I wanted to point this out. We were teased with Everyone Abandoned Ship.
Abandoned Ship.
Japanese voice. We were led to think there was some kind of emergency. Elizabeth, I guess they just creatively edited and tagged us, you know, got us hooked. And so.
Yeah. I don't know what happened there. I think maybe. I don't even know what happened because we're not talking about like Vanderpump Rules and Scandaball where they picked up cameras really quick and then re-edited the whole, you know.
Well, and I'm wondering if it season, was,
but
they took something out of context and just used it. And like, if he was joking around with like, while in between charters or something and was joking and said, everyone abandoned ship, you know, they could have took a moment and just, he said it. Let's grab this. We'll snip it out and we'll play it in audio later in the teaser trailer. And
well, he's known to run drills and stuff too, like back in the earlier season. So maybe he came back on board the ship and he tested them. And maybe that was something that we didn't get to see, but that's crazy. We didn't get to see that.
Yeah. Well, there's an old adage about theater. It's like, if you bring a gun on stage, it has to go off by act three or whatever. Like you can't bring a gun on stage and not have it go off. There has to be a reason for everything that's presented to the audience.
Right.
That kind of felt like they brought a gun on stage and it didn't go off. And it's like, womp, womp. What's so dissatisfying. So
I love when you compare things to the stage.
All I got. I'm a weirdo.
Makes sense. It really makes sense. Okay. So we're going to be back in 2 weeks, I think April 10th. So we will be back on the 11th to start recapping Below Deck Sailing, which is where this all started, Josh. What are we, a year and a half in of doing Anchor Watch? Has it been that long? It's been
I don't think a year and a half, but, well, no, we're getting close to it.
It's been a minute.
Yeah, maybe it is a year and a half now, guys, but wow. Okay. I feel so old.
I'm going to just be quiet.
Oh my God.
I'm going to be quiet. Shut up. All right. So if we had to give this season, let's talk about this really quick. Will we see Rachel again? We've talked about this so much this season.
You know, she had a blowout with Bravo, a very public one, where she called them out for not paying them as much as other cast of with much different less ratings. Yeah, getting paid, and they're not paying the Below Deck people any kind of money really, or fair amount, she felt, for a cast that gets the highest ratings on the channel, which we know ratings equals money for advertisement. So for advertising fees. And so there's definitely all signs point to there should be more money there. Why aren't they getting paid enough? But I thought it was interesting. She left this season too, saying, and this was filmed before the altercation she had on public,
with Bravo.
She was saying, I need a break from this. I've been going. I'm going to take a break. And then maybe when I get bored, I'll go back to yachting. So, I mean, I would love to get her on and chat with her. I would too.
You know, that might not be far from the realm of possibility. So we can see if we can get her.
We love her. She's our favorite. Selfishly, I want her back. I know she might be tired of doing the show, but
I think she might not be in season 11. Just if I had to guess, because all of this commotion happened right before BravoCon, and they filmed season 11 just now in the past 6 weeks. Actually, the past 6 weeks they've been filming. I'm really curious. You know, we got to bring her back in some way, shape, or form.
If she's not on 11, we better see a triumphant return of Chef Rachel on 12.
Chefs are so hard to get to come by, right? She provided us with like good Below Deck TV, very Bravo TV at the beginning. And we've watched her grow too, which is a great story. It's like watching Fraser from being a second stew, again, struggling through the season, you know, and now going into season 11, probably going to be, if I had to guess, probably one of the best chief stews we're going to see besides Kate.
Yeah, it would be a bummer. She's a gifted chef, but put that aside, she's just also an entertaining person. When I'm watching a show, I want to be entertained. You know, I'm sitting down for for weeks watching this stuff. I want to be entertained. You know, we deserve it as viewers. Give us your best. And so Bravo, if you need to go apologize for whatever you did, go make it right. Go be a big person and get us back what we want.
Get us back what we want, and please bring you. They have such an opportunity right now to bring back Fraser, Tyler, Haley. I mean, this deck team, they're so good. They were so good this season, too good. I want to see the deck team struggle next season, and I want to see the interior kill it. And if you have the interior team of Fraser, Haley, Tyler, and then bring on someone new, just
a little wild card,
maybe not so wild as like Camille, but you know, bring a wild card on. I think it'll be a good season for sure.
Yeah, maybe like a real pirate with no hands. They've got two hooks.
Just the hook. And a peg
leg. They try to help serve plates and find China and stuff, and they're breaking. Oh, no. It's getting late. Getting weird. For everybody watching, for those of you guys in the replay crew, please hit the like button. Thank you if you have. Comment. We will be responding. We're going to have a little extra time because we're going to have a break here. So we'll definitely have time to respond. And follow at Jason Barrett or at C Josh Go on Twitter. We're there, and I love interacting with you guys. I love hearing your thoughts, and I love joking back and forth with you. What else, Jason? Yeah.
That's it. Yeah.
We subscribe to Up and Adam Live. Adam will be very happy if we bring him some new subscribers from our Naughty Yachties.
And so we have two channels, and you might see Josh and I on the second channel too, doing another show, but that'll be coming up. We have two channels right now. One's more behind the scenes and kind of like more cash, you know, over here on Up and Adam Live. It's a little more profesh. So we like to keep it that way, but we will be back in 2 weeks to start recapping Below Deck Sailing, which we have Daisy, Colin, Gary, of course, Captain Glenn is back, a few other new people coming back.
You didn't think Colin would be back. And
I didn't think so either, because I thought he was, but again, they've probably filmed this a long time ago, right? Because I'm like watching his YouTube. Colin has a really good YouTube called Sailing Parlay Revival. That's what it is on YouTube. It's a great channel about him kind of like rehabbing, what do you call that? Rehabbing a sailboat and sailing it around the world, basically. So.
And Chris, I don't know if you're teasing me, what time is the replay? Anytime you go to YouTube and look up this show and you play it, that's what time the replay is at. I feel like you're teasing me.
We'll start whenever you want. Whenever you want. Whenever you decide to push play, we'll start.
We'll be there with you in the middle of the night. If you need comforting, you can play it. Or if you need to wake up with us, we'll be there for you in the morning. Love you guys. Thank you. And here's to a great season. And we're looking forward to many more with new captains, new crew. But first up, sailing yacht in 2 weeks.
And pay attention to the Up and Atom community tab. In the next 2 days, we're going to give away two items from our new merch, our Anchor Watch merch. So pay attention because it will pop up real quick. There'll be a question, and the first few people to answer the question, we're going to be doing some giveaways. So that'll be really fun. And guys, we will see you back in 2 weeks. Thank you so much to all of our listeners on the podcast, because we really appreciate you guys.
Yes.
Who listen to this in their ears on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows. Also, our amazing crew here in the chat.
All of our mods. Thank you.
Which we really don't need mods on this chat. We love our mods.
Every once in a while, though, someone needs to be smacked down a little and they take care of it. So
just a little bit. Yeah, just a little bit.
Light spanking.
All right, guys, have a great night, and we'll see you on April 11th.
Seeking the truth never gets old. Introducing June's Journey, the free-to-play mobile game that will immerse you in a thrilling murder mystery. Join June Parker as she uncovers hidden objects and clues to solve her sister's death in a beautifully illustrated world set in the roaring 20s. With new chapters added every week, the excitement never ends. Download June's Journey now on your Android or iOS device, or play on PC through Facebook Games.